Hi, everyone, and welcome to I Am Health is Wealth with Dr. Dalal Curry. Dr. Curry, how are you?
Hello, Neil. How are you? I'm so excited about today, too. Like every time I speak with you, I'm excited.
I'm excited because I learned so much about things I just did not know involving medicine. And that, just the fact of the matter when you talked about stress and how stress and depression, I never knew it had to do with the gut. I never knew certain things. It's just amazing what you teach. And we're going to go right into a topic today about integrative cancer treatment. So, what is integrative cancer treatment? How is it different from conventional cancer treatment?
Well, when I started to start in cancer treatment, it was because my father passed away from pancreatic cancer. And that was ever since I wanted to find answers for cancer. And that made me who I am today. So initially I trained in natural in at St. Jude Hospital as a pediatric oncologist, which I would learn Western medicine and the normal way to treat cancer, which really includes only three things. It includes one, it includes surgery, it includes chemotherapy, and it includes radiation therapy. And that is it. And that focuses on only one thing. It only focuses on the cancer, but it totally ignores the fact that the body is as important as the cancer. The human being is as important as the cancer. So when we are focusing on treating cancer, it's almost like treating mold. Do you really believe in your heart? If I want to get rid of mold, I would use all the chemicals and all the, and then, no, or
No.
cut all that piece. No, I gotta dig deep enough in the root cause. Why did I develop cancer in the first place? Why did a person develop cancer? Is it because they're too acidic? Is it because there is genetic mutation that is happening? So an integrative cancer care includes way more than the three modalities used in conventional cancer treatment. So not only we do use surgery, not only do people use chemotherapy, not only people do use radiation treatment, but they use a major 360 approach. It includes detoxification of the system, getting rid of all the mold, getting rid of all the acidity, getting rid of all the toxins from the system. That's one thing that's very important. Then number two, they restore the microbiome system of the body. The microbiome, which is all the bacteria that are part of your body, are essential in the treatment of cancer. So in restoring the microbiome or the probiotic in every single part of your body, in your mouth, in your eyes, in your skin, on your skin, in your gut, in the vagina, in the rectum, it's not just gut probiotics, it's the probiotics or the microbiome of the entire body. Then it becomes part of your immune system. Third thing that is different is working on restoring the integrity of the immune system. That's really important in integrative cancer care. Fourth is nutrition, restoring the nutrient values that are important, just making sure that we eliminate the food that causes cancer, including the sugars, and adding food that really is boost the immune system or help the nutrients, the important nutrients in the system. Number five, what we do is really restoring spirit, mind, body, and aligning that together, as that is really, as we mentioned before, is so essential when it comes to restoring the body. And then we can use off-label drugs, regular drugs, for tailoring the way the cancer is treated. We also use oxygen into treatment of cancer. We also use movement in the treatment of cancer. So important. You can't heal cancer. I mean, have you ever seen a cancer in the heart? No.
No.
What is the organ that is moves the most? The heart. How often do you see muscle cancer? Very seldom. You see more cancer in stagnant areas, the breast, the prostate, areas that don't move. So movement is very important. Hormones are very important. So integrative cancer care can be complementary to traditional cancer care, or can be working independently of it. So it's a better way to add to boosting the host, not only the, so you boost the host while you're weakening the cancer. You go up in the host system and you weaken the cancer, and then the system wins. I hope I answered your question.
No, that's totally. And I mean, this is so new to me, and I've not heard these conversations. It's really interesting, this topic. Can integrative cancer treatment be used alongside conventional cancer treatment?
Absolutely.
Good. That's good to know.
I mean, some of my patients, if they come to me and they say, hey, listen, we want you to help us, I will give them options. Do you want to work with me directly? Or would you want me to work with your oncologist, with your radiation oncologist, with the surgeon? And not only do I do that, but I also call the surgeon. I personally call the oncologist, the traditional medical oncologist, and say, hey, listen, I have this patient with this problem. They are seeking integrative cancer care. I would love your opinion. I would love for us to collaborate so that we can make the patients feel better and look better. So definitely, we can work together. It's not okay. It's just that way. It's not one-way street.
What are some examples of integrative cancer treatments that may be helpful for me, the person who has cancer?
High-dose vitamin C, most people don't realize the power of high-dose vitamin C as a pro-oxidant that helps to fight cancer, and it works in a similar manner as hydrogen peroxide. It works in a similar manner as chemotherapy. So along with chemotherapy, it even sensitizes chemotherapy. Another thing is meditation. Meditation is so important when it comes to helping people. We talked about spirit, mind, body restoration is so important. With other alternative things that we do is, acupuncture, massage therapy. Those are wonderful things. And modalities like B17, which is apricot seeds, we call it amygdaline, mistletoe. It's been used in Europe for years to really help cancer. Ozone treatment. It's just, you name it, there's a lot of methods to really restore that, restoring the gut as part of that. So integrative cancer modalities are very easy, and we can use them in cancer care.
Are there any integrative cancer treatments that are not recommended to use alongside conventional cancer treatment?
That is a misnomer. Some people think that using vitamin C, for example, can be affecting the treatment with chemo. Because chemotherapy is what we call oxidative therapy. In most people's mind, vitamin C is an antioxidant. That is not exactly correct. In low doses, vitamin C is an antioxidant. In high doses, vitamin C is a pro-oxidant. It is an oxidative treatment. So using high-dose vitamin C infusions in any of these beautiful chairs here or any place, high-dose vitamin C is oxidative. It works in similar manner as chemo, but also it synthesizes chemotherapy. And there are studies that show that even though the FDA has not approved any of these things, there is a lot of anecdotal treatments that shows that this has worked. And there's studies that show the effectiveness of high-dose vitamin C. We also use something called insulin potentiation therapy as modality in the treatment of cancer treatment. Integrative cancer. Yeah.
How
you
can
might
I
have a tiny bit of a drink.
Okay, sure. As again, we're talking, I am Health is Wealth with Dr. Akori. Yeah. And we're talking about integrative cancer treatment, which again is very new to me. And I'm sure new to a lot of listeners that have tuned in. And because they think that based on cancer, there's only one way to treat cancer. And there are more than one way to attack the problem. And a lot of these integrations you're talking about, Dr. Akori, really can be done for staying healthy in many ways, right? This is stuff that lots of people should be practicing, correct?
Well, you know, working together to eliminate cancer or tame cancer. I don't really like the word killing cancer. I don't like to kill anything. I like to tame cancer so the cancer cell's genetic turns back into a healthier genetic. It's really an aim of mine. Whenever you kill cancer in you create what we call tumor lysis syndrome, and you get a lot of side effects and toxicity from that. So usually what I do is I want a gentler approach, and I like an approach to work with the oncologist, to work with traditional medicine. We are not here to be against traditional medicine. We are here to work with. We have one objective, and the only objective we have is to be able to get over cancer. And I don't even like to fight cancer. I don't like to beat cancer. I want to get over cancer and tame cancer cells to get them on the right track. So I work with anyone to help my patients.
How can I find a qualified practitioner who can provide integrative cancer treatment?
And you know
yeah.
Go ahead, please.
And will my health insurance cover the cost of integrative cancer treatment?
There is two things here. You've asked two questions, so I'm going to answer one at a time. How to find the right person is you really need someone who has experience. Not everybody who has a shop that treats cancer is qualified. A doctor who's trained in integrative cancer care is someone that you need to be trusting, somebody with track record, somebody who really knows exactly what they're doing. There's so many shops everywhere that are just telling you, here's CBD. Individual isolated ways to treat cancer is not going to work. It's a very comprehensive approach. It includes everything. It includes everything from the spirit to the mind to the body to the food to the toxins to chemotherapy to where anyone who promises you to cure cancer is a liar. There's no cure for anything. All what we do is optimize the body where cancer cannot be able to grow again. Once we're able to put somebody in remission, we're helping them to keep the environment or what we call internal milieu very hard for cancer to re-niche again. So that's one thing that you really need to understand. You need to have somebody who has track record, somebody who people believe, somebody who's qualified and have the training. And please don't fall for all these people who are selling you the wrong things. Please, it's a very comprehensive approach. It's not one single thing. So we're not going to replace the traditional medicine treatments, which is surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation oncology, with just a little bit of CBD oil or CBD or whatever. No, it's way more than that. So we complement what we do. Second, insurance company do not pay for any of these services. And that is a shame because people should be, that should be covered. However, there's many ways that could be funded. And there's more important things that there is, President Trump, when he was in office, he had created a law. It's called the right to try. And people should really challenge that when they work with their insurance company. Because with the right to try, when people are in an end stage disease, they have the right to select a treatment that is not approved by the FDA, and they will fund that. Now, it's for some reason, it's not known for many people. That law is not known and that law is not challenged. And most people don't take advantage of that law. So really raise the awareness. AwareMed is about awareness and raise your awareness about that and start looking for your rights. It's your right to survive. It's your right to survive and thrive. And if that is your option, please fight for it.
You know, and there's also Sidecar Health, that if you're putting the codes in specific ways, there's ways of codes. So these new flexible plans that talk about specific things, it's if they approve or don't approve. Don't give up. Put that information in. You never know. Get a pre-bill, especially if you're with something like Sidecar Health, and you never know if something can be approved or not approved. Trust me on this. This is where we're starting to see changes in healthcare with alternative healthcare, just like alternative medicine. Two things that people need to look at: what we're paying for in healthcare and really what we're getting. And it's always worth it. Submit it. You never know, right, doctor?
Submit it. Fight it. It's your right. It's your decision. And I really don't like the word alternative medicine. I like more integrative medicine, because the word integrative medicine, I add all the tools present in any toolbox, whether they're traditional, conventional tools, or untraditional tools, or traditional Chinese medicine, or anything. I mean, you use any and every tool in your toolbox that's altered. That means using integrative approach. You use whatever works together to create a precise plan, a precision plan, a plan just for you, just for you. That plan need to be customized just for your needs. And that's really important. Remember that.
Can integrative cancer treatment help with emotional and spiritual aspects of cancer treatment? And well, that's very important, isn't it?
I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm grateful for the questions you had. I really am. Absolutely, integrative cancer care really helps your parasympathetic nervous system to get back in a dominating state. You know, your fight and flight mode is really what causes cancer to grow. And what we are doing, but we're using an integrative approach that includes massage therapy, that includes acupuncture, that includes yoga, that includes meditation. And it really helps to restore the parasympathetic and sympathetic and get you in a state of healing. You do not heal when you are in the fight and flight mode. You do not heal. You deteriorate. You only heal when you are sleeping. You only heal when you are in a meditative state. You only heal when your spirit and mind are aligned with your body. When you do that, you help your doctor to really help you get over cancer, help you put cancer into a remission, put cancer into a sleeping state.
It's amazing. It really gives hope for people. And I really love hearing this. And it's something where once you get that cancer diagnosis, it's not over, especially ones that they think are incurable. Don't give up. Right, Dr. Akori? Don't give up. Keep fighting.
Never, ever, ever give up. Never give up about anything. You have your fight inside. Once you know how, you're going to be able to get over anything. And I'm not here to tell you I am the one who are going to be able to get you over anything. You are the captain.
Exactly. It's all about manifestation. It's all about really, truly visualizing that you can get better. If you're not willing to do that, then people like Dr. Corey cannot help you get better. It's up to you. You have to choose if you're going to lose weight. You're going to have to choose if you're going to do these things. Then there are experts like Dr. Corey that make sure that it can happen. Are there any light dietary or lifestyle changes that can be made to complement integrative cancer treatment?
What I was trying to explain, what you just said, you are in full charge. However, when I put you in an environment similar to this, comforting, meditative, with some meditative music in the background, with the aromatherapy that I am hearing and smelling here, with the aroma of the food that is really appetizing, but it's all raw food, you I put you in an environment that is conducive for getting to a state of meditation. So getting to a meditative state, you need to find the right environment to be in a meditative state. Now, I can meditate even if I'm in prison. I can meditate in a war because I've been practicing this for the last 50 years of my life. However, in order for you to get to that stage, find an environment that really is conducive to really help you get into that meditative, parasympathetic mode that really restore your spirit, restore your mind, and restore your body so that you can focus on getting over cancer.
All right. How can I track my progress and measure the effectiveness of integrative cancer treatment?
What a question! I love that. You want to be with someone who is qualified to be an integrative cancer doctor. I happen to be a pediatric oncologist by training, so I have trained in cancer therapy in myself. But there's a lot of doctors who have chosen to learn integrative cancer care. These people do not just, it's not okay, well, you're feeling better, you're looking better. No, you got to have lab work to document that you're improving. You have to follow your cancer markers on a weekly basis, every other week basis. You want to get PET scans. I know everybody tells you not to do PET scans because it can cause increase and promotion of cancer. No, I do scans. I scan my patients. To look good and feel good and measure exactly what's happening.
That's so key. That's huge, because if you don't measure things, forget about it in so many ways. Measuring progress, measurement. And there's a thing, Dr. Corey, if you're not about the thing that integrative medicine is compared to traditional medicine is, hey, they put you on a thing and they're not really monitoring. They're not holding themselves accountable. You hold yourself accountable. You know, progress is going to keep to do the biggest thing is success. And integrative doctors have to really look at that more, because they have come up with a plan and they want to see progress. The traditional doctors don't have to have that microscope on like you guys do. You really look at that role of growth.
I do not like to compare myself with anyone else, because I was a traditional medical doctor myself. I am Western medical trained. I am a conventional medicine by training. And I do have a lot of respect for my colleagues and my peers. And I don't ever grow by putting people down. It does not help me. So there is ways they measure, but it's just they are confined in the way they've been taught. I have just come outside of the box, and there's few of us, like 25 or 30 in this country, in the US, who have chosen to get out of the box and to decide, no, I am not in a box. I do want to do more. And we have experienced the failure of the current system. Not the failure of the doctors or the research, is the failure of the approach that is comprehensive 360 approach. We're not paying enough attention to that, but there is a lot of awareness. There is awakening right now. A lot of doctors, whether they're in the traditional paradigm or in my paradigm, many people are realizing that there is more to cancer treatment than surgery, chemo, and radiation.
That's so true. Wow. But I just don't, I'm glad you do that, because I agree. I don't, just because we're out of the box thinkers, Dr. Corey, it doesn't mean that they're doing things wrong or are bad people. They're doing the best they can, and you're just an out of the box thinker. And, you know, the media giant surrounds himself with out-of-the-box thinkers because they're going to come up with something so amazing. All right, next question. What is the role of high-dose vitamin C in integrative cancer care?
Well, you know, high-dose vitamin C has been used for many, 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 many years, and there's a lot of research. The role of high-dose vitamin C in cancer therapy and integrative cancer care has been around for many, many decades, several decades. And the dose of high-dose vitamin C has been determined to really is up to 50 to 100 grams of vitamin C intravenously. And that is a pro-oxidative kind of medicine, which means it works in a similar manner as chemotherapy, and it works in a similar manner as hydrogen peroxide because it releases hydrogen peroxide as part of the work that ascorbic acid or vitamin C does work. So high-dose vitamin C has merit, and it's not FDA approved, but there is a lot more centers, including a lot of integrative centers, and even to the American, they call themselves integrated, but they're not the American, whatever. And they are using high-dose vitamin C, even in Western medicine right now, to potentiate or sensitize cancer cells to chemotherapy. So high-dose chemotherapy in higher doses are pro-oxidant. They do cause cancer, help cancer cells to die, which is called apoptosis, which has really helped them to die naturally. So there is evidence to show that. It's not FDA approved. Everything I tell you is not FDA approved. However, we have seen good results in some cases, and those are our experience, and I'm only sharing my experience with you, and I'm not making claims.
All right. What is the therapeutic difference between ascorbic acid and ascorbate acid?
Well, both ascorbic acid and ascorbate are two different forms of vitamin C. The ascorbic acid is the most common form that is used, and it's very acidic. So it's not as easily tolerated, and it doesn't seem to have the highest effective way to beat cancer or to create more hydrogen peroxide or help to facilitate the apoptosis or the death of cancer cells. Ascorbate, on the other hand, are a salt of vitamin C. It's a salt of the, so it's not as acidic, it's a little bit more alkaline. So it's way better tolerated, and it's more effective in the cancer treatment protocols. So that's the difference between the two. One is more acidic and one is more alkaline, which is really more tolerated and a better form tolerated by patients.
So when we say ascorbic acid from corn versus ascorbic acid from beets, what does that mean?
Well, the saddest thing that we all know about is corn has been so much genetically modified. So ascorbic acid can be extracted from corn. So you know when you use corn as an ascorbic acid ascorbic acid extraction ways, you're getting ascorbic acid from a GMO, genetically modified crop. So it's not as good, and people like me, for example, would always buy the ascorbic acid that comes from non-GMO botanicals. So beets are not genetically modified, so they're not GMO, and therefore they're more expensive. So I would rather have the more expensive forms of ascorbic acid or vitamin C in order for me to have more effective ways and have less side effects and not temper with the genetic modification.
Wow. This is an education that people need to go back and listen to and watch. And I know you've been watching the different videos, but where's the best place people can find information on you?
Well, you know, you can definitely go to AwareMed website, AwareMed.com. You can also find me online as DrDalelAkhouri.com. You can also find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on TikTok. I have a podcast. I had a TV show called Your Health is Your Wealth. I have a book called Cancer Beyond the Cure. It's on Amazon. And it's only 99 cents because I want to help people feel better, look better, and get over cancer in a better way.
All right. We appreciate it, Dr. Akhouri. That was I Am Health is Wealth. Take care, guys.